Auckland floods may have been historic. Experts say flooding on a similar scale will strike again soon. Dr. Tom Logan, lecturer in civil systems engineering at the University of Canterbury, joins us now to share some ideas. Kia ora.
Good morning.
You would have heard that previous interview.
Yes.
What? Cesspits?
Basically, the stormwater infrastructure that just needs to be maintained.
All right. But I mean, I thought it was drains. I've never heard it called cesspits before. Is that what they are?
I think that might be a term that they're using because I'm not happy.
It didn't seem to be a euphemism. He was insistent that it was a cesspit. Anyway, yeah. In general, what can we do to prepare for floods that may well come again?
Yeah, well, because this is in New Zealand or a global problem, and we've got communities living in places that are going to be exposed to more, and because of these changing hazards. So I guess that ultimately we have like four key things that we have to be doing. The obvious one is to stop building in areas that we know are hazardous. But we also need to be thinking about how we're going to manage the communities and the people that are currently there, because obviously our hearts have to go out to them. And so we either relocate them and support them in that process. We protect them with sea walls or flood walls, or we have to adapt. And that's where you start thinking about retrofitting the houses or the infrastructure so that it can manage those more extreme events.
We're told that there's been talk about making Auckland a more spongy city. We're told that Auckland is pretty spongy already.
Yeah.
And there's also talk of some kind of porous cement, a terribly expensive porous cement. Do you know more about that?
Yeah, well, all of these things are about how we manage the stormwater. So essentially we want to keep water. When we have these kind of events, we want to keep the water at manageable levels throughout the city rather than pushing it through. And when we have a lot of pervious surfaces where the water just has to run off, that's when we get lots of flooding, because it pushes the water down and it accumulates in some areas really, really quickly. So things like trees and green roofs, ecological stormwater design, all of those things are set up in order to keep the water for as long as possible at manageable levels across the city.
So who's going to take the lead? Is it central government, or do you think it's local government?
Ultimately, like, adaptation is a local issue, but we have to have the guidance and the regulation essentially to enable those informed conversations, because at the moment we don't know who's going to be paying, we don't know what the funding options are, and we need to know that so that we can say, do we need to be relocating? Do we, and how would, what would that look like? What time frame would that look like? Who's going to be paying? How do we share that cost? In my opinion, we can't just leave the residents and the councils to be paying for that. And it has to be shared across the insurers and central government.
All right, appreciate your time. I've been talking to Dr. Tom Logan, lecturer in civil systems engineering, University of Canterbury.